Disclaimer, this is a personal podcast, so any views, opinions, and recommendations are purely for entertainment purposes only and does not intend to malign any other culture, religions, organizations, individual, anyone, or anything. Tandaan, lahat po na aking opinion ay mula sa puso, trulalu at walang halong eklubo. We're now listening to Ang Babaeng Bakla Podcast, mga kwentong trulalu at walang halang eklabo.
Ayan! Magandang gabi, mga seswa. Magandang gabi, magandang gabi. Yes, welcome po sa Ang Babaeng Bakla Podcast. At ako po ang inyong lingkod, ang inyong host na si Jess. J-E-S-S, yes. So, ako po ay isang tagapagpalaganap ng kabaklaan sa ating lipunan. Oo, charot. Hindi. So, I'm here with you guys kasi I'm gonna be doing a little introduction as to why I decided to do this podcast. Yes, so... a little backstory as well kung bakit ito yung title and also ano ba yung mga may expect nyo with the upcoming episodes. So, yun lang naman yung aking i-discuss ngayon. Discuss? Malay, ano ba? Sharing? Ayun, yun yung i-share ko sa inyo ngayon, guys. Shoota sa discuss. Teacher ka, girl? Charot. So, ayun nga. Talak lang, more talak, more kuda ako. This is just about me and my impulsive thinking. So kung ano bang kagagahan ng pumasok sa aking isipan upang gawin ito, yes. So i-share ko siya sa inyo. So bulol-bulol tayo dun, sorry. Pero ayun nga. Ready na ba? Okay na ba? Char, ready na ba kayo? So, gara na. Okay. So, technically, yung title kung bakit Ang Babaeng Bakla Podcast, it's literal eh. So, babaeng bakla na literal. So, alam mo yun, kasi napapaligiran ako ng mga gay people. They are all my friends. Some of them are my co-workers as well. So, nahawa ako, oo, nang hindi ko inaasahan. Pero gusto ko naman, char. Hindi, nahawa ako, and alam mo yun, parang unconsciously, I woke up one morning na I can understand them na. Ang konyo, shit. Ang konyo din sa part na yun, sorry. Ano ba? Ayun, alam mo yun, naintindihan ko na yung conversation nila without me asking kung ano bang pinag-uusapan nila. Kasi before, nakukuha ko lang yung mga minimal na, yung mga usual na gay lingos na ginagamit natin kahit hindi naman bakla, alam mo yun, yung kausap natin. Pero yung mga malalimang salita, ano, yung mga literal na baklaan talaga, hindi ko mag-gets. Pero nung araw, sus ko naman, kahit naman sino siguro, ano, araw-araw mo kasama sa trabaho, bukod sa kausap mo face-to-face, kausap mo pa sa chat, kausap mo sa Twitter, sa IG, day, kahit sino siguro mahawa, oo, without, you know, alam mo yung, without you knowing na, nagagamit mo na rin siya, ginagamit mo na rin yung mga expressions, and yung way of talking mo, is ganun na din. So, ganun yung nangyari sa akin. Parang, with my normal, I mean, yung mga straight friends ko, chika ko na, ay, says may chika ko, si ganito, si ganyan, ano, super, alam mo yun, super talak ako, and such. And then, nagugulat sila, huy, ano, hindi ko maintindihan. Kasi ko, hala, I mean, unconsciously, nagagamit ko siya and somehow it brings joy to other people kasi the way that I'm talking with them is how the gays are talking within themselves. So ako naman kasi bilang Inggitera din, char, hindi, nahawala talaga. Nahawala lang ako, and one of my closest workmates is talking to me na parang bakla na rin ako. Ganun. So ako naman, syempre gusto ko makipagsabayan. Oo, hindi tayo papatalo, charot. Hindi, so nakikipagsabayan ako, and ayun na nga, parang nadala ko na siya sa pang-araw-araw na conversation ko. So, yun yung behind story kung bakit ang Babaeng Bakla podcast yung napili kong title. And, at kung ano namang kagagahan ang pumasok sa aking isipan para gawin itong podcast, yes, is because, impulsive ako eh, charot. Pero seryoso, impulsive decision lang talaga to. Like, out of nowhere, I decided na, ay, parang bet. Kasi I've been listening to a lot of podcasts naman na, even before. Though, hindi lang siya continuously, kasi with the type of work that we have, or that I have, rather, hindi ko magagawang makinig ng podcast while doing my work. So it's not just about the podcast, but any sounds that will create, or I mean anything that will create sounds. So hindi siya pwede, kasi I'm in the BPO industry, if you're familiar with it. So call center agent ang atin yung girl, yes. So sanay tayo sa puyatan and talakan talaga. So I can't listen to podcasts while doing my work. However, I was transferred to a different department right now. So, nitong manakaraang linggo, ang atin nyo, more pakinig sa mga podcast, yes? So, ako naman, parang yun, nagtatrabaho ko. Tapos sabi ko, hala, parang bet yung gumawa ng sariling podcast. Chi, at tumalak ng bonggang-bongga. So, I talk to my gay friends, I talk to my tropa, may mga friendly wops kong super supportive, yes, shout out naman kayo dyan, yes. So, ayun nga, supportive sila, they were saying na, go Packs, diba, if you wanna do it, go, we will be listening to it once you publish it. And I'm very thankful for them, kasi dito ko na-realize, I mean, with the pandemic na nangyayari, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are in the same situation as mine, you know, with the work from home setup, you can't really go out, eh. You can't see your friends the same way as before. I mean, yung pahirapan, and of course, we want to take care of our health first. No. Sorry. So we want to consider a lot of things before going out. And dito ko talaga na-realize na extroverted talaga ako. Oo, yes. So hindi ko magawa yung usual na parang, alam mo yun, hindi ko alam kung kami lang ba yung parang tipong pumapasok lang kami sa work para magchismisan. Oo. So nami-miss ko yun. Yung tawa lang, talak na talak, more ko daan, chikahan to the max, na parang, akala mo, hindi kami nagkita ng antagal-tagal, pero araw-araw naman kami magkakasama, bukod sa magkakausap pa kami ng face-to-face, may chikahan pa sa messenger, na akala mo, hindi kami magkikita kinabukas, yung mga ganun tipo. So, ako, wala akong kakudaan sa bahay, unless yung mga malalapit kong tropa lang dito sa aming lugar. Pero, iba pa rin eh. Iba pa rin yung talagang may kausap ka araw-araw. And, ang dami kasi pumapasok sa isip ko ngayon. So, sabi ko, why not share? Why not share it to other people? And, alam mo yun, ang dami kong gustong ikuda, ang dami kong gustong italak. Eh, wala namang makikinig. So, why not do this, diba? Why not talk to other, hindi pala talk, why not voice out or vent out to other people by doing podcast, and yun share ko sa mga friend waps ko, and they're like, go back, push, sabi niya, bagay mo, which is parang hindi naman char, pero yun, gusto ko lang din panindigan to, cause I wanna do this correctly and in a right way to spread happiness to other people, kasi ganun ako eh. Parang with my kwentos and such, I wanna bring joy to other people. So, yun. So, yun nga, ang kagagahan ko na parang, I was listening to, what do you call this one? Creepsilog. Parang in 1 week straight, shout out to the Creepsilog. So, they're one of my fave podcasts right now. So, I was listening to them and they're reading something out of their DMs. I think that's from their Twitter, if I'm not mistaken. So, they're reading the insights and the ideas or the stories that the listeners are sending to them. So, sabi ko, hala, parang bet, yung parang tipong, parang kung live nga siguro sila, parang, present, I'm here, parang ganon. Gusto ko makisot-sot, I mean, makisali dun sa usapan nila. And sabi ko, I need to do something about this ideas of mine. So, eh, medyo shy type si ate mo, girl. Shy type pa to nalagay na to kapal na mukha. Char, edi, hindi tayo, ano eh, ang tag doon? Hindi tayo photogenic, so hindi natin kaya yung mga vlogs, ganyan, yung mga welcome back to my channel type of thing ng iba. I mean, I'm not anything against them, or I do not have anything against them, pero it's just about me and my confidence. Yes, so makapal lang ang mukha ko ngayon dahil we are behind the cameras, or it's just about me and my voice and my talak. Yes, so ayun, sabi ko, okay, go do this, kasi feeling ko wala naman man judge char. Feeling my listener agad. Hindi, I'm manifesting it, I'm claiming it. So ayun nga, so sabi ko, hindi ko bet yung mga pa video type na sharing of information or sharing of chika. So sabi ko, podcast na lang, and then they are okay with it. So concept wise, wala eh. Char, eto na yun. Oh, pagtiyagaan nyo na to. Hindi, ano ba, gusto ko sanang it's gonna be unfiltered as much as possible, raw, very raw, walang halong kaplastikan. Sabi ko nga, di ba, dun sa aking intro, mga kwentong eklavu, mga kwentong trulalu at walang halong eklavu. Minalipa. Yun nga, mga kwentong trulalu at walang halong eklavu. So, it's gonna be unfiltered. Bardagulan talaga, oo, yung balahulaan ng mga salitaan dito, mga kwento. So, for sure, I'll be inviting some of my gay friends, because of course, that's gonna be chaotic. So, mas masaya if kasama sila, kasi we're really maingay, very loud, na happy then at the same time. So, yun din yung gusto kong ma-feel nyo, na with the conversations and the kwentos that we will be making, or I'll be making in this future episodes, or our future episodes rather, ma-feel nyo na parang member kayo ng circle of friends namin. Member! Organisasyon pala ito. Charot, ano ba? Part yon. Na you're a part of our circle of friends, and na parang antagal na nating magkakakilala. So, ganon yung gusto kong iparating. And Wala, to spread happiness as well. To, yun lang naman yun eh, yung main goal eh. To spread happiness, to share my insights and my chika with other people na nasa same situation ko din. You know, with this pandemic, I know a lot of us, kahit ako personally, I'm stressed. I have a lot of thinking na nagaganap kasi nga, 'di ba? It's our lives that are in stakes right now, even though todo ingat. So ayun, parang this is somehow like a way to vent out my frustrations for some pinasa pala sa ibang tao, charot. Hindi, ayun nga, to vent out, to release some of those negative thinking. So why not just produce it into something more valuable? Valuable ba? Valuable ba to, charot? Ano ba? More worthy? Oo. Than being negative dun sa life natin. Kasi ngayon, I am very, very thankful na kahit ganito yung nangyayari sa ating panahon, ay may trabaho pa rin ako and I'm safe. So, with my family as well, they're safe. They're doing good. We have food to eat, diba? Despite that everything is happening right now. So, I'm very thankful. So, I just want to spread happiness and not negativity. I think in some instances it's gonna be there, pero yun nga, sabi ko nga masyado ng negative or masyado ng malungkot yung nangyayari sa ating kapaligiran. So this is just another way for you guys to somehow get an energy from me. And with the chikahan na mangyayari sa aking future episodes with my gay friends and other friends as well. So, ayun. Ganun lang naman talaga siya. And eto na yun. Bye! Char! And then, ano pa ba? What did I miss? Parang wala naman. Yan yung general idea nitong ating podcast. Yes, and for the future episodes, I might be dropping the socials of the podcast para naman we will be having like a little interactions as well. I can share, or sorry, I can read your insights while doing the podcast itself or while recording the episode para naman hindi lang ako talak ng talak, no? So if you have suggestions and things that you want to talk with, or sorry, that you want me to talk about in the podcast, I am very, very open with your suggestions, clarifications, violent reactions, charot. So ayan lang naman. So this is just gonna be like the introduction. And for the upcoming episodes, I really, really hope na makinig kayo because I'm very, very excited about this. It's a first time, I think, I went beyond my comfort zone. So, taray na, comfort zone. Hindi, ayun mo yun kasi I'm not really into ano naman eh. Although madaldal talaga ako, matalak naman talaga ang ate niyo, girl, pero hindi, never pumasok sa isip ko na I'll be doing podcast. So ayun, sana lang hindi siya mag-flop. Pag-flop, delete na lang, no? Charot. Hindi, sana lang hindi siya mag-flop. And then I hope a lot of you will listen to my future podcast para naman, dahil para naman hindi naman sayang yung effort ko, diba? Charot. And yun nga, I'm manifesting it. And sa mga susunod pang episodes, we'll tackle everything under the sun, anything under the sun, rather. So, just a heads up, sabi ko nga sa inyo, it's balahurang usapan, baklaan talaga, and happiness. It's just about happiness. Okay? Okay, so that's it. That's it, mga Seswa, yes. Again, ako po. Ang inyong lingkod na si Jess. J-E-S-S, remember that? Char. So, Jess, ang inyong lingkod for ang Babaeng Bakla podcast. And hope to see you. Wait pala, see you. Ano ba? Hope you will listen to our future episodes, guys. Okay? Thank you and babush. Mwah, 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 mwah.